they choose to give up in advance. But the truth is that you'll always be able to find time for one another if you really want to. It merely requires that something else is given a lower priority. So the first task for couples with no time is to find activities they are willing to give a lower priority so that time for each other can be given a higher one. If both parties agree to give time for one another a higher priority, they are in a good position to reawaken their sexuality. They can sit down separately and consider what could be scaled down. They can make a long list of things to give a lower priority for the time being. They can sit down together and choose to do without the items they agree on, after which they coordinate their engagement books to make it visible that there are more periods in which both are at home and have time for each other. Here are some suggestions about what to give a lower priority. 1. Working hours. If one or both of you are working late, you have to try to find 1 or 2 days a week when you arrange to give priority to each other and disregard work. If necessary, you can work exceptionally long hours 1 or 2 days to make up for lost time. 2. Cleaning, tidying up, and other housework. When there's time in hand, the woman will often choose to do the housework. Perhaps she'll tidy up, wash clothes, clean, while the man is an irritated spectator, having at last glimpsed a chance for lovemaking. If so, it may prove a useful exercise to let go and put off some of the tasks. See Chapter 4. You could also change the division of housework or give a lower priority to some of it. If you can afford it, this could be the time to take on a cleaner to have more time for one another. 3. Children. Perhaps the children can be put to bed a little earlier, once or twice a week. You can leave the children with family and friends, or you can take on the babysitter you've been discussing for a long time. If the children are a little older, you can have the nurse take them to the movies or the playground to have your home to yourself for a few hours at the weekend. You can also have a babysitter while you go out tending your relationship. When you come home, the children will be asleep and then you'll have a chance to make love. 4. Leisure time activities. Perhaps you've been giving a higher priority to leisure time activities than to your relationship and sex for some time. Football, gymnastics, swimming, acting, dance have been timetabled, and perhaps you attend to them once or twice a week. You have the option of dropping them for a period to have more time for each other. 5. Friends and family. You can choose 1 or 2 evenings every week which will be devoted to your relationship. Both parties are to turn down appointments with friends and family for these evenings. You can turn off your telephone to prevent yourself from being disturbed. 6. Television, video, radio, newspaper, trade papers, computer and telephone. These marvels are actually consuming much of the time we used to devote to one another. Many people are surprised when they draw up a weekly schedule of the aggregate time spent on the above mentioned. Some run to 20 hours a week. Please note that these are couples who, at the outset of couples therapy, claim there's nothing they can let go of. 7. Time by yourself. It is important to have some time by yourself in which to recharge your batteries without having to perform or relate to others. But if you try to draw up a weekly schedule of what you do in the time you devote to yourself, for example, taking a walk, listening to music, putting makeup on, reading a book, working out, and so on, you may also find something you're doing from habit, or which you could omit to do for some time.